In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to look at the Passion of Jesus again today, because I feel that we need to give it much more attention. It is the 22nd chapter of St. Luke, verse 31. "And the Lord Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." And this is the next verse. "But I have prayed for you, that your faith will not fail, and when you are converted, strengthen your brothers." Oh, Simon will write something in his letter and say, "Be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith." And then he says, the whole brotherhood are experiencing this. It's not only one person. So we see that we need to resist the devil and he will flee. "And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before you shall three times deny that you know me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without a purse and scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and if he has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this is written, all that is written must be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, it is enough, it is enough. And he came out and went as he was to the Mount of Olives." This is his prayer place, where he could peer into Jerusalem. "He already has said, how I have longed to take you under my wings, but you would not come. So he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." You've got to know it is not the cross that he is afraid of. There is no fear in Jesus. It is this cup of suffering that he is experiencing in the garden, where he is experiencing the sins of the world, and they start kind of pour into him. And he says, please, if this cup can pass from me, let it be, but not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So you see, God answered the prayer. God answered the prayer. He didn't take the cup of suffering away from him, but he sent an angel. I want you to know Jesus Christ never feared the cross. What he was experiencing was the agony in the garden, where the Lord himself was closing the door on Jesus, and all the sins of the world started to come into the Lord like a magnet. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was that of great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he yet spoke, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before him and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Oh God, that we would never, ever kiss you and turn you over to the evil people. Oh God, we want to kiss you, want to kiss your feet like the woman with the alabaster jar. We want to be all yours, Lord. We don't want to be like Judas. Deliver us, Lord, from any Judas spirit. But Jesus said unto Judas, you betray the Son of Man with a kiss. When they which were about him saw that they would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. John tells us his name was Malchus. And Jesus appeared and said, Jesus answered and said, suffer you ye thus far. And he touched the ear of the servant and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders which had come to him, do you come out against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour, the power of darkness. I tell you, Jesus Christ's passion is our salvation. Jesus is going to endure the sin of the world on the cross, and finally, when it's done, he says, it's finished. Jesus offered himself as a living sacrifice of praise. A living sacrifice of praise, not a dead sacrifice. Then took they him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house, this on Mount Zion, and Peter followed from afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld Peter as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, this man was also with Jesus. And he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, you are also one of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about that space, about an hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying of truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what you say. And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. How did he look upon him? With compassion. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. And what does Peter do? Peter went out and wept bitterly. Oh yes, he wept bitterly because he denied his master. Now this is the threefold denial, but there will be the threefold confidence in Jesus. Simon Peter in the 21st chapter of John, do you love me? Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love thee. Feed my lambs. Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. So Jesus shows Peter that he's going to deny him three times, but also he is going to affirm him three times in John 21. And the men held Jesus and mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded Jesus, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that hit you? And many other things, blaspheming, spoke they against Jesus. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, are you the Messiah? tell us? And he said unto them, if I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit at the right hand of the power of God. And when they heard this, art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, you say that I am. And they said, what need do we further have of witnesses? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. So what happens now? They're going to bring Jesus before Pilate. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him into the region where Pilate was. And they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. And Pilate asked Jesus, saying, are you the King of the Jews? And he answered him and said, you say it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were more fierce, saying, he stirred up the people, teaching throughout all of Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent Jesus to Herod, who himself also was in Jerusalem at that time. It was the time of the Passover. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long time, because he had heard many things about Jesus, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then Herod questioned with him in many words, but Jesus answered with no words. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, purple, and sent him again to Pilate. That same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before this they were at enmity with each other. We see Jesus Christ being mocked, being blasphemed. We see Jesus Christ being silent like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse. He opened not his mouth. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, you have brought this man unto me as one that perverts the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things wherefore you accuse him of, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and nothing worthy of death is done unto Jesus. I will therefore chastise him, and then I will release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast of the Passover. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, release unto us Barabbas. Barabbas was a certain, who for a certain sedition made the city, and he was a murderer and was cast into prison. They want Barabbas. Pilate, therefore willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. But they cried out, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, what evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were insistent with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them that for sedition and murderer was cast into prison, that Barabbas, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. So we see Jesus Christ is being led in crucifixion. We see he had done nothing wrong. We see that he's only done good things. But Jesus takes the cross so that we, you and I, would become the children of God, washed in his blood, and that we would become his people in heaven. Oh, Jesus died for us. Jesus died for you. And as they led Jesus away, they laid hold of one Simon of Cyrene. Now, Simon of Cyrene is a black man, and they let him carry the cross. And Mark tells us he is the father of Alexander and Rufus. What does that mean? That Simon became a convert. He became a convert because Alexander and Rufus were known in Rome. They were children of God. You'd never do something for Jesus that he doesn't help you and touch you and bless you in another way. Simon of Cyrene coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented Jesus. But Jesus turned unto them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps that never gave suck. Then they shall begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Could this be abortion? Behold, the days are coming, in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the paps that never gave suck. Could this be abortion? I'm telling you, I think it is. I think it is. Like today, people are going into that mill to have their children really destroyed. But you know what? People are out there, and maybe one person, one woman, will save her baby. This is so important, because one child is worth the blood of Jesus, and one woman is worth the blood of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that if you had an abortion, God doesn't forgive you. God forgives every sin. That is reality. God forgives every sin if we repent and turn away from it. So Jesus continues, and there were two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which called Calvary, there they crucified Jesus and the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That's the first thing Jesus had to do, because he was absorbing the sins of the world, the sins from Adam all the way till the end of time. And the first thing he had to do was to forgive us for putting on him all of our sins. He is the sin offering. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus forgave you, and Jesus forgave me from the cross. Do you believe it? It's real. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with him derided Jesus, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Messiah, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked Jesus, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And the superscription was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. And it said, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the criminals, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and save us. But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, Do you not know and fear God, seeing that we are under the same condemnation, and we indeed justly deserve it, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What does Jesus say? Jesus said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. I tell you, that good thief stole heaven through faith. Oh, through faith. Always through faith. Always through faith. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom. That means there's access into the Holy of Holies. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. And when the centurion, this is a Gentile, saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to the sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. You know, this is our salvation. Jesus the Lord going to the cross for us. This is your salvation. This is my salvation. What is the greatest miracle that Jesus did? He suffered and died for you and for me, and he rose from the dead. He is victorious. The scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that the last enemy to be put to death is death itself. Death itself. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your victory? Jesus has even conquered death. Today, you will be with me in paradise. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For my brother Anthony, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Today is the day to trust in God, because he gave his life for you. Jesus, I trust in you. No matter what your problems are, Jesus, I trust in you. It is time to trust in the Lord. It is time to surrender our lives to Jesus. Jesus, I surrender my life to you. You died for me. You died for us. And you gave us new life through your death and resurrection. Jesus, I trust in you. 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 If you can't trust in him, pray, Jesus, I want to trust in you. Jesus, I want to trust in you. Jesus, I want to trust in you. If you can't say that, Jesus, I want to trust in you. Jesus, I want to trust in you. Jesus Christ is Lord. He was Lord upon the cross. On the cross, he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The cross is the Lord's throne. He knew that he was sent for us to bring us salvation by his death and resurrection. May Jesus Christ be praised in our midst. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory as the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. He gave his life for you. Jesus, I trust in you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.